Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let the dogs out!
The underdogs of New York radio.
That's awesome!
Shannon in the morning.
You got it!
And the Big Show crew.
I'm hallelujah. Tonight, the Mega Millions Lotto jackpot, $274 million. If you're a Brad Blanks fan, he has been rescheduled for 8:50 this morning.
I'm a Brad Blanks fan, so okay, good.
Well, I mean, we've been promoting him at 8:30,
yes.
And I had double booked, unfortunately.
Look at you.
And I was so happy because I hadn't heard from our friend Mark Rivera in quite some time, in case you don't know.
Worried. You thought it was okay.
I was concerned about him.
Yeah.
And I placed a call to him, and I just said, I know you're in lockdown, but if you get a chance, just give me a ring. I need to chat to see how you're doing.
I hear his giggle, so he's apparently okay.
He's okay. My friend Mark Rivera, he's one of the greatest saxophone players ever to walk into a studio or up on a stage. He works with that guy, Billy Joel. Now, you guys are just like everybody else. It's funny, too, because nobody is immune.
Of course. And speaking to someone who's exactly not immune, Sandra and I actually had that lovely bug in March.
You did?
So, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Thank God we're healthy. And, you know, it's what's the word, insidious? It's just everywhere. You don't think it's that, and all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how you guys picked it up?
Probably somebody who was asymptomatic, which is, you know, you don't know. You just don't know. And look, I'm not going to get into dwelling on that. More importantly, it's the stuff that we hope to look forward to, like getting back to concerts.
The
joy that I have to tell you, Billy is an amazing human being. What he does in the community to his people, this family. I'm part of the greatest family in this industry. That's all I can say. I mean that top to bottom. And as a good friend of mine, Mike Grizzell, says, the horse either is the champion or stinks from the neck back. In other words, the head of the horse, who is Billy, is the best.
And I you're not back there by the tail, though, are you?
No, I'll look at
it. All right, I'm just on a check. Well, what I do want to mention is that you and Sandra went through this together with COVID-19, and you were really down and out for, what, 2 weeks? Is that how long it took?
Yeah, 2 full weeks, and then 2 weeks of recovery, and then we're still on major, you know, we're quarantining, we're taking care. We're following all the facts that, you know, if we try to keep social distance, we'll go into a public place with a mask. And at the same time, I think it's very important that people breathe fresh air.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to be one side or the other of this whole thing. And I just have a lot of faith, and I still take a lot of joy. The music, I play the music loud in the garage. In fact, my garage is cleaner than it's been in a decade.
Yeah, everybody. You know, it's funny, too, because if you know Sandra, she is buttoned up. Let's put it that way. She kind of runs the operation. And,
no comment, sir.
Yeah, but I mean, she's very to the T. And I don't think there is two sides of the fence in this whole thing. If you're trying to stay healthy and you don't want to do it, or if you have been through it, neither one of you are hospitalized, right?
No, thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, so
you know, my lungs are pretty strong, so that got me through.
Yes, exactly. You work them out.
Yes, I do. But so, with regard to Billy and the concerts, we're just hoping and praying that somehow we could get through this. I have to say that when the time comes, and this is not no ego, no blowing my horn, but I think it'll be the greatest concert of all time.
Oh, he'll be here. He'll be ready. You know,
I think it will eclipse Last Play at Shea, because this is something everyone needs, and it's like New York, Madison Square Garden is, to me, it's like it's Mecca, and to have a Billy Joel concert finally get back there, I'm stoked. You could tell. I mean, I don't know what the hell to do. Sandra wants to kill me sometimes. It's just like, are you going to go out and play? So.
Now, can you tell us when the earliest might be at this point? No plans yet, because it's too early.
I would not say, because first and foremost, nobody wants to put me false hope. But more importantly, nobody wants to do anything to hurt anyone. And until it's completely clear, look, Billy's, you know, he's smart. He doesn't want to hurt. The last thing he wants to do is to have something go backwards.
Right.
Or any of us. So, I mean, I'd be a fool to say, oh, October, November, who knows?
No, I understand that. And there's some rumors. The only reason I even asked that question, there's some rumors floating around. And they're not, let's just put it this way, it's not something that would seem to be too soon. Let's put it that way.
Oh, look, it'll never be too soon for any of us to get out of our homes and to get out of this lockdown. It's like, every day is like Groundhog Day. You don't know what...
Isn't it? That's exactly a perfect description.
You made a good point about Billy, and you did it in kind of a a calm, disguised kind of way. But it would indicate to me that he is taking very good care of all the members of the crew and the staff, and that's just that's how he is. He has grown into a wonderful leader and a great showman.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you. I saw Billy Joel before he ever had a hit record. He used to play at a place in Memphis when I was there, and he had no hit records, but he could entertain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, word got around town that he was there.
And that he was pretty good.
Yeah, and his place started out the first night he was there, they had like 12 people, and within 5 days you couldn't get in this place.
Wow.
And that's back when you probably never saw him then, Mark, but he used to do impersonations of Elvis and Fats Domino.
Well, he's the greatest rock and roll or just musical chameleon. I mean, we do sound checks, and the last thing we do is one of Billy's songs. We do Joe Cocker, we do Cream, we do Hendrix, we do Zeppelin, we do it all. He just loves music. He just loves music. And speaking of how him being an entertainer, it comes from his mom, Roz, may she rest in peace. She was a spark, and we had a lightning at a gig one time, so we got postponed. But she was singing in the back at Jones Beach. It's fantastic. And I immediately knew. I said, Billy, that's where it comes from. He kind of smiled, like, you know, not to say anything, but it's great to have that kind of background.
And.
Well, I'm with you. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when Billy Joel hits the stage again with you and the rest of the band. And I'm just going to go on the limb and say there might be a couple of special guests that night that show up.
You think?
Yeah,
Mark Rivera, we love you, man. You're the best.
You're the best.
Thanks for checking in.
Love you, peace and love, Patty.
Thank you, sweetheart.
8:42, it's The Big Show on CBS FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.